WSGW. It's 7:40. Your morning team on this Monday with Charlie, Denise, and Pat, and you. Michael in for Denise. Little one-hit wonder for you.
There's nothing else to do. Oh, it's in color. Your hair is brown. Your eyes are hazel. And soft as clouds. I often kiss you when there's no one else around.
Takes you back to 1980, by the way, this one-hit wonder that we have for you on Monday. The Vapors.
I've got your picture. I've got your picture. I've knocked a million off your aura myself.
The song, the only thing the Vapors was known for worldwide in its very limited three-year existence. Turning Japanese, the name of the song. A song about teen angst or alienation, as the group said.
Oh, yeah.
Following a romantic breakup where you feel like you're from a totally different culture. Every teen has been there.
Oh, yeah. Which is why this fit in perfectly with the John Hughes classic 80s film, 16 Candles.
Wow, it was big enough to be used in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember the movie, but I don't remember the song usage in it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was part of many
yeah,
songs.
Because there's a lot of songs.
Yeah,
but
it was in it.
Yeah, the group, by the way, originally, when it spelled The Vapors, spelled it V-A-P-O-U-R-S.
Mm-hmm.
They're from England.
Yeah.
They removed the U. We're hoping to garner more attention in the United States with the United States spelling of vapor. Didn't work.
Well, it worked for one song.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, they get the royalties from that.
Although the Vapors do have this distinction, it says here. They actually did get back together. They broke up in 81, got back together in 2016.
Oh.
And last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago, released an album, making the Vapors the group that has one of the longest gaps ever between studio albums. 39 years.
Wow, so they're one of the... Wow.
Between studio...
Wow.
And apparently it must have done... In fact, it did. You know, we talk about, again, in the home country of England, this new wave band, they've been very successful.
Yeah.
So successful that last month they announced a U.S. show. On May 20th, 2023, the band's going to play at the Cruel World Festival in Pasadena, California.
Nice.
So if you missed the Vapors the first time around in 1980, you've got a chance to catch them here in 2023, but you have to go to Pasadena.
I'm guessing they'd have to be in their 60s now, right? It'd have to be.
You think so? You know, that's 40 years, yeah, if they're 20 years old.
Yeah, then they have to be, yeah, absolutely.
It says here that Kirsten Dunst recorded a cover of that song, Turning Japanese, by the way.
Oh.
As did the American ska punk band Shank and Pickle. They covered the song on their 1994 album Sing Along with Skank and Pickle. I'm sorry I missed that one too.
I missed that one too.
We might have to look that one up on YouTube and see how that one sounds.
I don't even know the one with Kirsten Dunst. So.
No, missed that one too.
Yeah.
That's why it's called a one-hit wonder, ladies and gentlemen. A little one-hit wonder fun for you this morning.